started. The team news situation, because I spoke of Portman Road and the injuries seem to be mounting up for you.
Yeah, we've got obviously a couple of players with knocks, which we'll have to assess over the next couple of days to see how they're going to recover and feel for the game. But apart from that, we obviously have Richie with a long-term injury. But there's only two or three maybe that are carrying some knocks, but the rest of the team is good.
Okay, and Tish Bowler, is he back and available for you now?
Yeah, yeah, he played in the under 20. We had a few players in the under 23, and he's back available now.
Unfortunately, there are headlines that are familiar to Aston Villa fans, maybe not so familiar to yourself, but what's your take as the manager of Aston Villa on some of the stuff we've been reading about Jack Grealish?
Yeah, I mean, we were made aware of an incident on the weekend on Monday morning, so we instantly started an internal investigation about it, and which is still ongoing. And when we finish the investigation, we will see what disciplinary action to take. And unfortunately, it's happened again, I have to say. We expect, you know, our players to behave in a professional manner at all times. So it's something that we don't tolerate.
Away from this particular incident, as I mentioned there, it's not unfamiliar territory for Jack Grealish, and there's a lot of people that look at him and say there's a talented player in there somewhere, we can just get it out. And I think you've experienced that in your time here. This doesn't help his career, does it?
Doesn't help anybody's career, to be honest. You know, I remember when I was a player at Chelsea, we had a couple of youngsters as well coming through, and they made some mistakes, and you know, some learned from it and went on to have a great career, and some others didn't learn from it and didn't have such a good career. So it's important that he understands, you know, what he has, and that he needs to grow up very quickly.
On to Newcastle then. The form book is, you're not losing games, but you're not winning them as well at the moment. So again, I think maybe the game at Ipswich, which is a little bit different to some of the other games we've gone before, is a much more solid performance. Had a feel of a good point about it. The problem was it came on the back of games that you should have won, and yet another draw seemed to be the feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the feeling is that the home games, you know, we lost points in the home games, because when you go to Ipswich, difficult place, you get a draw. It's a good point, but obviously, the home games where we lost points with good performances and also leading in the games and so on, those are the points that we're missing now. But as long as the teams continues to create chances, and we've created enough chances to score more goals as well, and we find that right balance in the team where we can be solid and take, you know, the opportunities that we create as well, be a little bit more clinical in front of the goal, and that will make a difference.
Presume you're putting yourself under pressure. Pressure's never far away from any manager. Do you feel it mounting a little bit just to get that win and get going?
Yeah, of course, we're looking for that win. We're looking, you know, to get points for us. But you also look at, you know, the way the team is improving and what they're doing or what we're doing. And so, you know, the spirit is good within the group, and we know we are doing the right things. The points, obviously, we're a bit disappointed with the points that we have, obviously, but we are confident that we will get more points if we continue to improve.
And it's got the feeling of a really big game, this one. Newcastle United, Aston Villa, you know, two big clubs, probably in the wrong division, if you like.
Well, it is a big game. It's a big game for both, I guess. And, you know, I'm actually, you know, I'm excited about it. It's a great game for us to play against Newcastle. And we can show how far we've come and put a great performance in. And hopefully that will make the difference for us.
Because, again, finally for me, that the win, and it came at home against Newcastle, that would be brilliant. It would just make everything feel so much different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you win games, that gives a real boost to everybody, you know, to the confidence and also to everybody involved in the club. So, and we could really kickstart the season as well.
Just touching back on Jack, not about the incident, but how do you persuade? Because the internal investigation, the discipline. We've heard all those before and they haven't worked. How do you persuade a young man that he's jeopardising his career by the company he keeps and the things he does? How do you persuade him that it's his career at stake? How do you do that?
Well, you give him obviously the advice that you have with obviously more experience, and also you give him the support that he needs to understand what is the right behaviour that he needs to have. But ultimately, it's down to the player.
You just talked earlier about Tony Pulis, the Albion manager's reaching 1,000 managerial appointments, managerial games. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it, in this modern game?
Well, it's a big achievement, a great achievement by Tony, and I congratulate him for that. It's really not easy in the modern era to reach 1,000 games. So he's done very, very well to have reached that target.
When will Aston Villa settle down under your stewardship? When do you expect the team to gel and to be as you want them to be?
As soon as possible, Tom, I hope. I really hope that... we can settle very quickly with all the the changes that have been made over the summer.
Is it settling? Is that the issue? Is that the problem? Have you been able? Because you must drive you mad at weekends after a game, sitting wondering, how the hell haven't we won? I mean, what is it? Have you been able to put your finger on it, or is it just basic clinical finishing's the difference?
Well, there's obviously a number of reasons that they haven't turned our games into more points. You know, as I said, certainly finding the right balance with the right personnel, trying to be more clinical. You know, we hit the woodwork 4 times, and also trying to be solid, which is a good foundation in any game. So it's a number of reasons, not just one reason.
Have you found anything different in the Championship this time to when you were in it last time? Is it tougher?
Yeah, I think all the teams have more quality. I think it's more competitive. The teams that you play against have all more quality players than it used to be. And I think it just reflects also how strong the Premier League is.
It shows as well with Newcastle losing to Wolves last week that nobody really is probably going to run away with this league, is there? It's going to be a real tough competition.
Yes, it seems quite balanced that anybody can beat anybody, really. And you see it with the results every weekend. So it doesn't look like anybody's going to just roll the championship this season, which makes it exciting for the fans.